This is an iHeart podcast.
Some fun
on a Friday, and here's where we're going on a Friday. We have great stuff, horrible stuff, funny stuff. I mean, Eric Adams is declaring a state of emergency over the illegal immigrants.
We have a brand. New York.
Sharon Osbourne wants her money back. All that money she gave to Black Lives Matter. Boy, who could have seen that coming? A famous celebrity isn't running for president, just like I told you he wouldn't run for president. People want to know how I eat my eggs. They want to know about the treatment of Indians here in America on this Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. What do I think happened with the Nord Stream 2 pipeline and the January 6th political prisoners? All that and so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show with, obviously, accomplished author, me, Jesse Kelly, at the helm and dragging Chris along behind me. But I actually want to begin here. The world of make-believe, the sky is green stuff. We talk about it all the time on the show. Sky is green, sky is green. Just real briefly, I'm not going to go over the whole thing. If you're a new listener, in a system this corrupt, where one despicable ideology holds all, total control over all the cultural institutions, you can make half the population believe whatever you want, even if it's something they can see for themselves as a lie. But sometimes these things get so complicated that unless you're like you, where you're passionate enough about it to listen and pay attention, people don't understand why that's the case. And so whenever there are examples of why that's the case, I like to bring them up. Here's something I have learned, and I'm still learning. I'm right there learning with you. We're learning how the communist thinks, how the communist operates at all times. I remember I got this email. I've read it to you before from a former communist. She listens to this show. She sometimes will email in and say, hey, this is how we think about this. This is how we think about that. I was talking about how we should, it was some drag event going on in New York City, and I was talking about how we should go out there, be loud, be activists. And she said, yeah, that's fine, but you should be starting your own events. And not just one. You think you have a room full of 10 people, so you should start an event? No, all 10 of you should start an event. Everybody gets up and plays offense, and so you're overwhelmed by it. They're so much better at politics because that's simply what they worship. That's what they do. Remember when the Black Lives Matter and Antifa scumbags were burning down cities across America? Do you remember? Maybe you forgot. There were all of a sudden pallets of bricks that began showing up in these cities. Pallets of bricks. Packaged and ready to go for the looters right there. Organized, funded. I remember, I believe it was out of Idaho. Don't quote me on this. I'm doing this off the top of my head. They were heading to a place in Idaho and Sheriff's Department got word of it, pulled them over and stopped them before they got to town. But they were all loaded up in the back of Mercedes vans. Do you have any idea how much a Mercedes van is? They had a fleet of them. Again, they're so organized. So what's this have to do with the world of make-believe? Headline. Democrat operatives quietly backed a network of local-sounding news sites in swing states. This is courtesy of Axios. A network of at least 51 locally branded news sites has popped up since last year under names of the Milwaukee Metro Times, the Tri-City Record, so on and so forth. Did it ever even occur to you to not only start your own publication, but start your own publication and be deceitful about the money behind it and the name? So just unpacking this, I'm sure you already get it. Democrats, communists were so forward-thinking. They looked at the swing states they needed to win back, states like Arizona, Wisconsin, and things like that. And they didn't just go campaign, knock on doors. Like, that's what you would do. That's what I would do. It would never even occur to me, wait a minute, instead of that, well, on top of that, why don't we start a local publication that's not at all local but sounds local, and we'll push our propaganda out there. So what happens? Some lady sitting there in Milwaukee, she doesn't obsess over things like you do when it comes to what the news of the day is. She doesn't know any better. She may not trust what she sees on NBC, but no. I just read in the Milwaukee Metro Times that Donald Trump called Nazis very fine people. My local journalist at the Milwaukee Metro Times wouldn't lie to me. See how they do it? I'm not trying to make fun of you. It would never occur to me to do that. Until I just read this article, it would never occur to me to do that. That is how differently they think versus how we think. That's how different they are. They're just different. They do it differently. Now, they do have some advantages, right? Let's be fair to ourselves when we're talking about their advantages. They do have advantages. One, they don't have another God. Now, I don't say that. I mean, that's not an advantage in the end, but there's nothing holding them back. I just brought up starting up a local news site that has a deceitful name and pushes propaganda. That probably gave you the squeamy jeemies, right? I don't want to do that. That seems dishonest. Dishonest? That doesn't go against their value system. Their entire value system is dishonesty. That's not something that would hold them back. That's an advantage they will always have that you will not. An advantage when it comes to political warfare, I should say. Not overall, but when it comes to political warfare, they will always have the advantage of there's nothing they won't do. They don't have rules of engagement. You have rules of engagement. You see the right engage in this all the time. Now, the right has way too many, but we're always going to have some. Anytime anybody on the right makes too many people uncomfortable, you'll see half the right, especially the politicians and pundits. Oh, I don't know about that. That's probably a little too far. Have you ever heard a Democrat say that's probably too far? That's because there's no value system there. There's no rules. There's no boxes. But I only brought this up because it just shows how far behind we are. I didn't mean that to be disheartening. I really didn't. It's just, look, let's be frank. And I'm including myself in this. They're professionals. We're amateurs. We have got to get a lot better. Are we ever going to get as good at them, as good as them? No, of course. They don't have rules. But we can get a lot better than we are. We're out there campaigning, calling people, fundraising, handing out flyers. Here's a bumper sticker, knocking on doors. They're starting entire news sites that sound local in order to push propaganda. That is just wild how much better they are than we are. All right. It is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And there are tons of great questions, but before I get into that, before I make fun of Eric Adams declaring a state of emergency for New York and all that, I did want to play this little tidbit for you because I thought it was interesting. Well, horrifying, but also interesting. The United Nations, maybe you've heard of them, the UN. They have this chick, Melissa Fleming is her name. Google. Do you know how powerful Google is? Do you have any idea how much information Google has on, well, everyone? Loads and loads and loads of it. They know everything. So I want you to listen very closely as the UN's Melissa Fleming talks about partnering with Google. Talk about a world of make-believe.
You know, we partnered with Google, for example. If you Google climate change, you will, at the top of your search, you will get all kinds of UN resources. We started this partnership when we were shocked to see that when we'd Googled climate change, we were getting incredibly distorted information right at the top. So we're becoming much more proactive. We own the science and we think that the world, you know, should know it. And the platforms themselves also do. But again, it's a huge, huge challenge that I think all sectors of society need to be very active in.
We own the science. Again, I'm not worried about you. You're always going to be fine. Your neighbor who shares your values, thinks like you. What's he do if he wants to know some information about climate change? What's he do? Oh, I'll Google. Hang on. Let me Google it real quick. What's he see? Total lies controlled by Google and the United Nations. But if you were to go over there right now and tell him, you know, the United Nations and Google have partnered to lie to you on that internet search, he'd say, what are you, some weirdo whack job conspiracy theorist? It's right there. You could play the audio for him. All right. We have a bunch of Ask Dr. Jesse stuff, including some history, and we'll make fun of Eric Adams and have fun. Before we get to that, I want you to do me a quick favor. I want you to think long and hard about the medical institution of the United States of America and think about how they've disappointed you over the past couple years. Or I guess I should say how we've woken up to how deep the rot is. I have resolved that I will be personally healthier so I don't have to go to the doctor at all. That's what I resolved. Part of that for me is chalk, making sure I take my lit powder in the smoothies the wife makes in the morning, making sure I take a male vitality stack to keep me strong and ready to go. Ladies, a female vitality stack for you, not medicines, not chemicals, natural herbal supplements. You cannot imagine how much better you will feel in 90 days. 90 days. Go sign up for a subscription. They're 35% off right now. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Get you 35% off for the lifetime of the subscription. CHOQ.com, promo Jesse.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Gosh, I love Fridays so much. You know what else I love? I know this makes me a bad person. I know it does. But I love when communists get to taste communism. Because remember, they never want it for themselves. It's never, ever, ever for themselves. Lenin, Stalin, Mao, they ate nothing but steak, sipping on champagne, the Kim family in North Korea luxuriating in mansions. Communism's always for other people. You need to be more equitable with your money. Well, you need to do this, and you need to do that. Well, I'm not doing it. So when communists get to taste what it's like, gosh, I love it. For my entire life, I have lived somewhere along the border. That's actually not true. My entire adult life, I've lived somewhere along the border. California, Arizona, now Texas. I've done construction work in New Mexico. Life along the border is simply different. People don't know what it's like when you go down to a Texas border town, McAllen, Texas. You'll go to a part of town. If you were blindfolded and dropped into that part of town, you would swear you're somewhere in central Mexico. There's no English. There's no that you're just in a different place. A totally different culture has been imported into your country. The crime is rampant. Drugs are rampant. Assaults of women. Hospitals overwhelmed. Schools being forced to have two teachers in a classroom because half the class doesn't know a word of English. Being educated right next to your child, by the way, who has to sit there all day long while Pueblo, right beside them, has to have Spanish translated to him. Oh, those things sound very harsh. Yeah, they do sound harsh until you actually get to live them like New York is right now.
In the next few weeks, we'll be opening a large humanitarian emergency response and relief center on Randall's Island that will safely house hundreds of people who have found themselves in New York City after their long journey from our southern border. I will be there to welcome them and to stay with them, to hear their stories. But unless we take immediate action, that center will be full in days, and we will have to open another and another and another, even as winter weather arrives. As a result of that reality, today, I am declaring a state of emergency in the city of New York and issuing an executive order. This executive order will formally direct all relevant agencies to coordinate their efforts to construct the humanitarian relief centers.
Oh, are you overwhelmed with people who don't belong in New York, with people who don't live there. They aren't citizens there. Now they've moved in and they're, hold on, make sure I understand this right, gobbling up precious resources that should be for New Yorkers? Man, that is such a crying shame. I've got to tell you, I'm heartbroken. I'm devastated for you. I feel just terrible. Suck it. Enjoy it. Enjoy being overwhelmed with people who don't belong there. And in case, I realize that may sound a little harsh. That may be offensive. So allow me to put it this way. They don't belong here. We are a nation of citizens, American citizens. If you would like to become an American citizen, go through the admittedly crappy immigration process and become an American citizen. If you don't want to do that, and instead you just want to take a steaming dump on my country by just coming in here just because you feel like it, then don't expect me to be nice about it. You violated my sovereignty. I'm not illegal immigrating down to Guatemala, am I? Get out. And all you people like Eric Adams who want them in, you enjoy them. You take them all. We've been enduring it on the southern border forever, for as long as I've been alive. See, Chris, I'm all fired up on a Friday. You know what? That's enough of that. That's enough of that. Let's get to some Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Some easy ones. Jesse, is it appropriate for a non-service member to say Semper Fi to a Marine? I feel it shows respect for them, but I'm not sure if it's proper to say it since I was never in any service. Now, we're going to actually have a little heart-to-heart here. Semper Fi, in case you don't know, is short for Semper Fidelis. It's a Marine Corps motto. It means always faithful. It's always faithful. It's Spanish or something, Chris. That's Latin. Anyway, yes, it's appropriate to say Semper Fi. People, especially men, most men, I would argue, most men feel a sense of shame, maybe a tiny sense of shame or regret when they don't serve. Because you can always tell, I don't know, I was never in, I don't know. So what happens is they tiptoe around people who did serve. You don't have to be ashamed of anything. That's not for everybody to go through that. It's fine if you did it to be proud of your service. If you didn't, fellas, let that go. There's a bunch of different ways to serve your country. Right now, if you're busy, if you found a dime and put a ring on her finger and you're raising a family with values, you're serving your country. So you need to let go of that and stop tiptoeing around guys, you know, when it comes to do I say Semper Fi or not. Let me tell you something. If you find a Marine and he gets offended because you said Semper Fi and he didn't like that because you weren't in the Marines, he's a sissy, not you. If he gets offended by that, that's his problem, not yours. All right? Let that go, fellas. Let that go. I never served. I wish I had. I had a leg injury. Fine. Why are you doing that? Let it go. It's fine. It's fine. Also, this is going to sound unrelated because it is unrelated, but why are you funding Verizon? Why are you funding AT&T, T-Mobile? I've thought about doing this before. My first cell phone service I ever had was AT&T. My second was Verizon. Then we switched to T-Mobile, and then finally I found out about Pure Talk, and we switched. I've thought about going and grabbing every receipt, because I'm sure we have them saved, and finding out how much money I've sent to Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and then look at all the endless filth they push now. I don't want to do it because it would hurt me, but man, I've funded a lot of cultural Marxism in this country. Pure Talk, my bill, it got cut in half, and it's a company that has never and will never violate my values. In fact, they share my values. A company that loves this country so much, they hire Americans who speak English. That's who you get to deal with on the phone. It takes less than 10 minutes to switch. Do you have 10 minutes to stop funding cultural Marxism? From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's check in again on John Fetterman.
Yeah, at first, I just wanted to check in and see how you're feeling and how you're doing.
I'm doing fantastic. And it's not about kicking balls in the authority or anything.
Gosh, it's so good. Did you see? Sharon Osbourne wants a refund after donating $900,000 to the scam Black Lives Matter. I love this so much. I do. No, you're just going to have to bear with me a moment. I know. It sounds vindictive and like I hold on to grudges. And I guess that's probably true. Maybe I am vindictive and hold on to grudges. But I remember like it was yesterday. I remember waking up, rolling over, grabbing my phone, taking a look at the news of the day, and there was this terrible video. It looked awful, right? Minneapolis. Cop's got his knee. Is it on his back, his neck? There's this sweaty black dude on the ground crying out, ah! And then he died, and it just looked bad. It made everybody uncomfortable. And then I remember watching. I remember watching as the communists pounced on that and whipped America up into a frenzy on that. And that's when they started hauling bricks into cities and torching police precincts. That's when they started throwing Molotov cocktails into NYPD cop cars, murdering people across the country. And I remember the lead group of all that was Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter, who had on their own website a mission page that has since been deleted, but it was there for months and months while they were burning everything, describing in detail what they believe. Things like the complete destruction of the nuclear family. I remember watching them on videotapes that are still available, admitting, all the founders admitting, oh, we're trained Marxists. No, we're trained Marxists. We're Marxists. No, we're Marxists. They're admitting they're communists. And so when I saw all these organizations fund this despicable street communist group, and I watched them burn down cities I love, I remember thinking to myself, how could anybody be that stupid that you can't simply pull up their own website? I'm not asking you to listen to the Jesse Kelly Show, Sharon Osbourne. Go to their own website. They'll tell you who they are and what they're about. But you couldn't. You couldn't bring yourself to do it. You were so overcome with white guilt, so intent on virtue signaling, I love black people. You stroked a $900,000 check to Black Lives Matter. And so now that you've finally figured out, oh, I don't know, 2 years later, that this is a scummy, disgusting group of street communists who don't give a crap about anybody, black, white, or anything else. All they care about is wrecking this country. Now that you feel stupid and you got ripped off, I love that so much. I hope Sharon Osbourne Nike, I mean, everyone who did it, everyone who had Black Lives Matter billboards and TV commercials, all you sports leagues, you pieces of trash, I hope you all just sit and think about the scum you've supported, and I hope it hurts. I hope you feel so stupid because you are so stupid, and you are so wretched. You deserve to feel stupid. It's not just the vile street communists. It's the do-gooder losers like you who can't be bothered to pull up a website and figure out what you're funding. I love that you feel dumb, and I love that you feel pain. Sharon Osbourne, I will tell you, I hope you go bankrupt over it. I think it would be hilarious. I would actually laugh. I wish this article, instead of her wanting a refund, I wish this article, it's not going to happen, they got tons of money. I wish this article said Sharon Osbourne has to declare bankruptcy because she gave so much money to Black Lives Matter. I'd be sitting here laughing because that's how much I hate you pieces of trash for destroying my country. I love it when you feel pain. I love it when you feel stupid. So I hope the financial pain is long and hard. That's what I have to say. Now, moving on, let's get some Ask Dr. Jesse questions done. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about yet another guy out on bail, stab somebody to death in a Brooklyn subway. Now, you know what? No. It's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Before we do this, though, maybe the stabbing is a pretty good segue into that weapon you carry around. Or the weapon you keep on your nightstand, in your car, even though I hope you're not keeping it in your car, but that weapon of yours, I'm glad you have one. Do you practice? Do you train? You're probably better off not having it at all if you're not going to take any time to train with it and make sure you can hit what you aim at. Because I promise you, if you find yourself on a Brooklyn subway and a homeless guy is coming at you with a knife in his hands wanting to murder you, you are going to be just a bit nervous in that situation. And unless you have trained, you are finished. He will win. Get a Mantis X. Mantis X attaches to your weapon. You practice. You dry fire practice inside of your home with feedback. They'll give you feedback. They'll make you better. And they'll put you through drills. You have achievements you'll go through. You're going to wake up one day, a month later, after practicing with the Mantis X, and you're going to be floored at how good you are. It's that impressive. Why do you think the Green Berets use it? Go to MantisX.com and get one today. MantisX.com. All right. Ask Dr. Jesse time. Jesse, U.S. history question. People always complain about how bad the U.S. government has treated Native Americans throughout history. Do you think the westward expansion of U.S. settlements into Native American territory would have been less aggressive if they had not largely sided with the British in the Revolutionary War and the War of 1812? Would we have treated them more civilly if they had stayed neutral or allied with us during those wars? Well, let me pause you there for 1 second. Already you're off, and it's not your fault. This is how we teach history. You said, do you think the westward expansion of U.S. settlements into Native American territory? What Native Americans? We think, because they try to teach history like this, we act like they were all just one group. We just kind of pushed them out of the way. Which territory? They were taking territory from each other all the time. One of the greatest scams I've ever seen in my life is the Sioux, one of my favorite tribes, by the way, the Lakota, you would know them as the Sioux, running the Blackfeet out of the Black Hills and then telling the white settlers as they come in, these Black Hills are sacred to us. This is where we think life began. They just got there 10 minutes ago and then they sold it to American lefties. Oh, this is their sacred land. Bunch of liars. Listen. All lands are conquered lands. America, the reason we expanded was that's what mankind does. Mankind conquers. You can love that or you can hate that, but no matter where you look in the globe, America, South America, Africa, Australia, all across Europe, Russia, China, no matter where you look, you know what you're looking at? Conquered lands where stronger people defeated and took over weaker people. Look, the truth of the matter is we conquered the United States of America. We didn't commit some horrible atrocity that hadn't been committed throughout history. And because of our Christian base of a nation, we actually did it a lot nicer than basically everyone else has. How many reservations do you see set up in France for the Gauls right now? Yeah, keep that in mind. All right, we are going to touch on a celebrity once again who said he was running, but he's not going to run. Why does this keep happening? Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't forget, if you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and subscribe, and then leave a review discussing how handsome I am. Basically, you know, Denzel Washington and me, we have these symmetrical faces, and it's just who we are, Chris. It's who we are. All right. Focus. What am I kidding? We don't have to focus. It's Friday. Let's make fun of The Rock for a second. Dwayne The Rock Johnson on run for president. It's off the table. What have I been telling you over and over and over again? These celebrities always do this. They always do this. Matthew McConaughey does this here in Texas all the time. The Rock's been doing this forever. Oprah's been doing this forever. What happens is these people, they get all this money and power and fame. They have it all. They have it all. Oh, you get a little window into how these people live their lives. Wrap your mind around this. This is just a true story. This is how these people live. They wake up in the morning and they're in a mansion somewhere. The chef, their full-time chef, he makes them breakfast, whatever they desire. And then if there's nothing on the schedule that day, they make a phone call. Either they own their own or most of them charter. You know what? You feel like going to Italy? Let's go to Italy. And they drive down to the airport, or they're driven down to the airport where they drive up to a private jet. They get out and they hop on a plane. And by dinner that night, well, I guess give or take a little because of the time change, they're dining right by some beautiful Italian lake in the mountains. And this is just how these people live their lives at these events and things like that. And so when you live your life like that for so long, you can't get fulfillment anymore because it's just human nature. You seek all the wrong things. You have this big hole inside of you and you think that one more yacht or one more supermodel or one more steak dinner is going to fill it, but nothing can ever fill it. So what do? They try to act like they have any kind of interest at all in their country or serving or they just try to come up with a way to get more praise from a different group of people. So they'll act like they're interested in running for president. I've seen this my whole life. The Rock was never going to run for president because then you can't dine in Italy with supermodels anymore. Then you actually have things you have to do. You have to do fundraising. He was never going to do that. But you know what he loved? They all do this. You know what he loved? He loved everyone saying, "Please do it. I love you, Rock. Please lead me. Lead my country, Rock. I love you." They live and die for it. They're never, ever, 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 ever going to do it because with very few exceptions, the Jesse Kelly rule remains. You run for office because you want access to the things rich people have access to without having to actually accomplish anything. You know who else gets to fly on private planes? Senators, presidents. You know who else eats a lot of steak dinners? Senators, presidents. You know who gets to go to Italy? Senators, presidents. I brought up Nantucket because you know I'm a famous author who went to Nantucket. And I brought up that Joe Biden goes there every Thanksgiving. I won't tell you how I know, but just you should know that I know where Joe Biden and his son Hunter stay on Nantucket. It's really nice. And he's not doing that on the $165,000 a year salary he had forever as a senator. They're staying in a place for millionaires, multi-millionaires. You run for office because you want access to the finer things in life, only you're an unaccomplished loser who can't get any of those things. So you run for office so you can mooch off someone else. That's pretty much right up Joe Biden's itinerary. All right, or right up his alley. Now, I said itinerary because I was looking at something else. I was looking at Israel. Someone hasn't asked Dr. Jesse a question. Jesse, is Chris coming to Israel? If I go to Israel, will I meet Chris? Look, I've told you already, I'm going, the wife's going, my kids are going, and I've told you Chris and Micah are going. Now, is Chris going to call in sick last minute or something like that? I don't know. The trip is in July, but Chris is coming, all right? Chris is absolutely coming. If you want to do 10 days in the Holy Land with me and Chris and Michael and the fam and everything else, you can. No pressure, but you can. I said no pressure. That's probably not true. There are a limited number of spots. So at some point in time, I'm going to have to tell you, come on here and say, sorry, it's full. But July 17th to the 26th, 2023, you have to go to ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. All right. 877-234-3002 is their number. I really cannot wait for Masada. Chris, you know what I didn't look up? We will be able to actually walk in Masada, right? You have no idea. It's your Holy Land. Could you maybe look it up? I know you haven't been, but don't you have some kind of Jewish kinship where you can telepathically know these things? I need to know if we can... Yes, the mind link, the Jewish mind link. No, it's not serious. We need to find out if we can walk in Masada. Gosh, that would be cool. Did you know the wife? She's putting up a fit every time I talk about how I'm going to dress like one of the traditional shepherds over there, throwing a fit. I told her I'm doing it. She says, no, you're not. And I said, I'm just going to pack it anyway. She's threatening to go through the suitcase the night before we leave and take out my shepherd's staff and everything. What, Chris? Oh, that's brilliant. I will. I'll give it to you and Michael. Oh, and then I'll go like Superman. I'll go in a telephone booth over there and emerge as a shepherd. Did I tell you when I did that tour? Oh, remember, I've been to Europe once, so I like to tell everybody I've been to Europe. It makes it sound very sophisticated. But we went to some castle in Austria because I dragged the wife and kids through history stuff the whole time. I can't help myself. So we walk in and it starts raining. It gets cold that day. I walk into this European hat store. I still have pictures of this up on my social media, at Jesse Kelly DC. I think it's on Instagram. I walked into this hat store, and they had some absurd fur hat with like these long fur dangly things that go down by your ear. It looked like a Viking hat. I break off from the group because we did a big group vacation, huge, like with strangers. I pop in this store, and I come out with this huge, obnoxious fur hat on. And everyone in the group starts laughing, except for the wife. She puts her head down and starts walking the other direction like she's not with me anymore. She did. Ah, quit. That's not funny. All right. You know what? Yes, it is funny. All right. Let's get to some Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Jesse, how will there be enough communists for the future if they're so adamant about killing their babies and having high crime? I don't get what their future is if they are killing their future. Well, they don't have one. Remember this. Because they are so terrible and because they've done so much damage, it actually gives us comfort to think about them as if they're these highly intelligent people with a very specific plan. Now, don't get me wrong. People like the World Economic Forum, they have a very specific plan. But most of these street communists, all they want to do is destroy. They don't have a big plan. They really don't have a lot in life. They don't think their life has any meaning at all. So they just live to wreck. They don't think about that. They don't think about a low birth rate means you're going to go bye-bye. They don't think about that at all. All right, enough of that. Let's do address this. The Nord Stream pipeline. Someone wants to know my thoughts on it. Someone wants to know my thoughts on eggs. The January 6th political prisoners. Still a lot more to go on The Jesse Kelly Show.
This is an iHeart podcast.